The following program is rated BBMALSA. It contains strong language, sexual situations, awesomeness, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Listener indiscretions are advised.
Welcome to our Bliss Bringers podcast. The materials we cover encourage adults of all ages, nationalities, and sexualities to open up and embrace their wildest desires and blissful pleasures. You won't find medical advice here, just our personal experiences following the journey of sexual evolution and education in sizzling fun topics that were definitely not taught to us in school, but have wickedly blossomed into reality. We discuss adventures in ethical non-monogamy, kinks and fetishes, exotic places to visit, sexy events, workshops, and tips. Allow us to seduce you into embarking on new adventures where each day you ask yourself, what's your pleasure?
Welcome back to episode 3 of Blissbringers. Today is April 7th, 2013, and we will be talking about maximizing desires. First of all, let's see who has any personal business.
We do.
Yes, we do.
We had an amazing weekend going to, on Friday night, we went to the Feminist Porn Awards. And then on Saturday, I went to the Feminist Porn Conference. So maybe we can say a little bit about the awards.
Well, the Feminist Porn Awards was in Toronto. What an evening. Every walk of life was there. And just showing how sexually active.
Yeah, it was an evening that celebrated everybody enjoying sex.
Yes.
And so, the whole idea of feminist porn is to create porn that is not the stereotypical kind of porn,
right,
which most porn is made by men for men, and you've got a certain kind of person in the porn. The men all look similar. The women all look similar. In feminist porn, they aim to really represent on film authentic desire and sexual pleasure for everybody involved. And it's really important to them to show women having sexual agency and being having a really empowered sexuality. So, I mean, that was a turn on. And then they're also very inclusive. So there'll be some of the actors and actresses will be disabled, or some of them will be larger, like some of the women will be larger than what you usually see in porn, or you'll have trans people. And these aren't fetishized,
right,
niches of porn. They just throw these characters in with everybody.
This is a real thing.
It was really interesting.
Having real sex.
Had like some of the categories that they gave out. So they had the sexiest short films, and then they had the steamiest straight movie, and they had an award for the most sensual softcore movie. That was hilarious. So They give this award for the most sensual softcore movie, but then for each film that won an award, they would show a clip, a fairly
right,
long clip, like
right, yeah,
way longer than at the Oscars. We're talking at least a 5-minute clip,
yeah,
of each film. But the people who won the award for the most sensual softcore movie, the clip they sent in was the hardcore version.
Yeah, right.
So they were like, oh, well, that's the only clip we have. So it was like this really explicit fucking and sucking,
yeah,
and it wasn't at all softcore.
Yeah.
That was funny.
So what exactly makes a porn feminist?
So feminism is really about equality, right? And inclusivity. And so feminist porn is trying to represent women's desire equally with men's desire. So they're trying to make films that really show women enjoying sex. They really want, like, they talked a lot at the conference,
yeah,
the next day about authenticity. And so they want it to be, and a lot of the clips that we saw really showed this, where the people in the film are really connected. Like, it just feels more real.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what makes it more for women versus porn that's made by men for men? What's the style difference of when you're watching that type of porn?
The style difference, I found that a lot of it was more full body shots and faces as well. You know how a lot of porn, a lot of mainstream porn just focuses on the cock and the pussy? Like, you just get
more the gynecology shots.
Right.
Well, these, they have those too, but they also showed a lot, like if someone's coming, they'll show their face.
Right.
Because that's the really expressive part of the body when you're having an orgasm, right?
Right.
And they showed, like, there were just a lot of films with larger women who had amazing, like, they just exuded sexuality.
They really did.
So I think the inclusive element is another part that makes it feminist. And the panel of filmmakers that I saw at the conference on Saturday morning, a lot of them talked about just how they just didn't see a lot of diversity represented in porn. So the one woman who was a trans woman said, like, she just never saw porn with trans women unless they were made as freaks, like the she-man type of porn, right?
Were these created, developed, and directed by women?
Some of them.
Yeah, a lot of them actually were.
Yeah?
Yeah, a lot of them were directed by women, but a lot of them were also directed by men. Oh, and they had this one. I really liked that one where they had the women and they were all fucking the men with strap-ons.
Yes.
Oh.
And they had a documentary about that, about pegging.
They call it
pegging. I hate that term.
Well, that's what they call it.
Yeah, I know.
The whole vibe at these awards
was
such a sex-positive atmosphere. And people were so comfortable
with their
talking
sexuality.
About sex and with their sexuality and being who they are and no judgment. And everybody was super sexy.
Yeah, there was a lot of energy, sexual energy.
There's a lot of pheromones.
Pheromones.
One of the guys likes to film his wife, and that was one of the videos. So it's not just a professional.
No, he is a professional.
No, but he's not doing it. It's more of a natural.
Just for personal pleasure.
Yeah, they both enjoy it. He enjoys filming her. She enjoys being filmed.
So I like filming you.
That's different than your mainstream porn, I think.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know, the way the filmmakers described their process at the conference the next day, I went to a panel that had five filmmakers on it, and they really talked about connecting with their actors and interviewing them beforehand and finding out what do you enjoy and what don't you, what are your limits, what do you absolutely not want to do. So we just feel like we were in this world that we've never been.
You were surrounded with sex positive, open minded.
Yes, open minded. That's good.
Oh, and they had a performance. They had these strippers on a pole, but they were two guys.
Oh.
Were they ever sexy? Those pole dancers? Holy shit.
Did I hear Tristan Taramino?
She was there. Yeah, she organized the whole conference.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Fascinating woman. I love reading
her. She is. She's very
intelligent.
Very intelligent. I really, really respect her and admire what she does. So, yeah, it was an amazing experience. So the awards were Friday night. We went to the gala thing, and it was just a beautiful evening. And we went with friends. So there were six of us in our group. And then the next day, I stuck around. The captain went home, and I stuck around and went to the conference.
Excellent.
And learned a lot, and it was great.
Seems like a fun experience.
It was.
On to our main subject, maximizing desire. So, Professor, what do you have planned for us?
We thought it would be a good idea to have an episode on how to maximize your enjoyment and get the most out of a trip to desire. So I thought we would start off just with some basics. So what is desire?
So desire on the web, I think, advertises itself as a clothing optional resort, which is all inclusive. So all the food and drinks, including alcohol, are included. It is adults only. And it is frequented by people of various lifestyles. You have anything from nudists to people who are exhibitionists to
couples
people.
Only.
Yes.
Couples only.
It's very important. They only take in couples. So.
And I think they only take male-female couples.
That is true.
Correct.
Which is good and bad.
The fact is that is just their current policy, and I doubt that they're going to change that soon. Right. So that's what you get there. So people can go there regardless of their level of experience.
And, you know, some people might wonder, like, will there be swingers? How do we tell who the swingers are? What if we're not swingers? Is it okay to just be into the sexy atmosphere? What would you say, Captain, what would you say to someone who had those questions?
Well, I think go with an open mind and know that you don't have to do anything if you don't want to. And you can go and watch. You can go and be a part of it. You can go and just have a lot of sex with your partner and be watched. So it's quite broad in what you can do.
And if you don't know what kind of a type somebody is, then there's a secret technique that you can use, and that is you ask them. That usually works.
Yeah, and how do you ask them? What do you say? I'll tell you what I say.
So what are you into?
No. I don't even know if they're in the lifestyle.
That was cheesy.
Yeah.
That's almost as bad as, hey, baby, what's your zodiac sign?
I would say, and we do say, this is how we find out. We ask people, are you in the lifestyle? Or the captain likes to say, how long have you been in the lifestyle? He likes to assume that they're in the lifestyle.
Oh, you're going in for the assumption close.
Yeah.
But I always say, are you in the lifestyle? And then they'll say either yes or no. So then if they look confused like we did the first time when someone said that to us, then you know that they're not.
Right. Then you can get down to the detail and ask if they're full swap or just soft swap.
That's true.
We're not that direct.
No,
we're
that's not a that terrible direct. Question.
Yeah.
I guess but that is a good question, though, once you start to – I mean, when someone
then
says yes –
John's question, what are you into?
I think
the thing that's good to know about desire that I've always found is whether they're swingers or not, they're usually pretty open about talking about sex.
Yeah, they're curious.
Yeah. I think the two golden rules should apply for everybody. That is, one, you can't get offended when somebody hits on you, whatever that means for you. And two, you can't get offended when somebody turns you down. When you follow those two rules, then you're probably going to have a good time.
You know what amazed me? There's a lot of Canadians down there. Canadians love going to Desire.
Yeah, it's warm. They're bored of always shoveling snow.
That's right.
And the other thing to remember, too, with Desire or any lifestyle resort like that, or nude resort, is that for us, we make sure that we're number one.
With each other.
Okay, so let's look at what does a normal/typical, if there is such a thing, Desire look like?
A normal day?
Yes. How would you start your day?
I started by going down to the beach bed and doing a meditation.
You're unusual.
He goes down at
6 a.m., okay?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what time I go to sleep. Like, you know, sometimes we're out till like 4 o'clock.
Yep.
But I go there and I lay on the bed and I get very comfortable and I do a meditation and the sun's coming up.
Oh, because of the beds on the beach. We should say something about the beds on the beach.
The beds on the beach are incredible. These are full-size, king-size mattresses with white sheets.
They're gorgeous.
White pillowcases. And, man, they're up on stilts, so you're around about three feet.
On a beautiful white sand beach.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous.
And they get really great sun in the morning, especially. Yeah. So we like getting out there early, although I don't go out that early. I go out at about 8. But say you wanted to be, so the beach is a little bit quieter than the pool. If you want to be on the pool, you have to get there early, right?
Yeah, and same with the beach bed. We reserve it.
We reserve the same bed for the week. We won't.
Yeah, so the tip would be reserve the bed on the beach because they get picked up very quickly.
It's surprising, though, how many people do reserve a bed and then they find out they really would rather be by the pool.
Yeah, the first time that we went to Desire, we hung out at the pool every single day. And there's, you know, it's where all the activity is happening. I think it's a great spot for first-timers to become acquainted to not only that particular resort, but a lifestyle-friendly resort because it puts you front and center with all the various people that are tanning and socializing, and it's a lot of fun, and they have all these activities going on throughout the day where the employees, we'll call them the Julie McCoys, the people that are doing all the activities, they get the crowd going and involved with various types of games. Just John was part of not just the topless water polo, but also the shortless. It was nudie water polo game, and it was a lot of fun. They do stripper pole games, and then there was this one really funny game that the men had to hold the coins in between their butt cheeks and run like 3 or 4 feet across and then drop the coins in another bucket. And this was a couples game. It was pretty funny.
We've never seen that one.
No. Oh, it was
there's great. Always that sort of activity going on.
Yeah, we only see the activities when we go for lunch.
But we like it. We go to lunch. We have like an hour to 2 hour lunch just watching some of the activities.
Yeah, it's a lot always.
Of fun. It is fun. And then, for me, the first time I went, I was just riddled with anxieties. Oh my God, I've never been naked in front of anyone other than my partner. And to come out, to a pool deck with, there are quite a few ladies that were only wearing bottoms, but I came out in a two-piece bathing suit, and I obviously was overdressed, so I had to get rid of that top very quickly so I didn't stand out looking like a newbie. But it was liberating. I remember the first time I took my top off and laying there and all of a sudden feeling that warm breeze go across my nipples. That was the first time that I've really ever had that type of an experience, just laying out in the open with the sun and the breeze, and wow, it was awesome. It
does feel good. Yeah, I find when I'm there, I pretty much never wear a swimsuit, only when we go for walks on the beach outside of the grounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what? One of the special things about Desire is that you can be naked just about anywhere, except maybe for in the restaurants, but there that's... common sense, right?
But the sexy outfits in the evenings. Yeah.
So then what happens at around 4? People start heading up to the hot tub, which is a rooftop hot tub with a swim-up bar. There's beds.
It's a giant hot tub.
We literally lost people. We lost some good people in there. It's that big and that steamy and that crowded. You can lose people in there.
And then it starts to thin out after. So, the hot tub is like this mass of bodies, naked. It's a naked hot tub, so you have to be nude in the hot tub. No swimsuit. Yeah.
We're talking like a couple hours in there.
Yes.
Yep. We're in there for a couple hours, and there may be...
It butts right up against the bar, so you can have cocktails or whatever tickles your fancy right there. Or you can do body shots on the bar. The waiters there are very experienced in handing out body shots.
They are. And
you can
do just about anything.
They have beds lined up around the hot tub. Nice flowing white sheets that are blowing in the breeze. It's a dream. It's such a dream.
It does bring up another point in where is nudity allowed? We touched on that. Where is sex allowed? So technically it's allowed in the playroom and in the hot tub area.
On the beds.
Yeah, I've seen it happen in various other locations. It's usually like around the pool and such. It's a little bit frowned upon.
And on the beach, it's definitely frowned upon.
Because they have families that can walk the beach line.
So you get people walking through from other resorts.
Which is nice because they're keeping it a little bit discreet as well, right?
Agreed. It's classy. Yeah. It's classy.
Yeah, it's nice.
But you could sneak a hand job on the beach. Just cover up with like a sarong or a light sheet.
Yeah. You
can get away with a little bit.
You see a little bit of the sneaking of that. It's nice too when you're in the hot tub because all the beds around the hot tub, you can watch other people having sex. And I'll tell you one experience I had was watching a couple. She was a squirter. And we're talking a fountain about 15 feet up in the air. And everyone in the hot tub was just like, oh, it's like watching fireworks.
Where was I?
It was amazing.
How did I miss that? And then sometimes the hot tub sort of thins out. People start going to dinner, and it's nice. We like it. at that time. Yeah. We like staying a little bit longer when there are fewer people. That's how we met you guys. Yay. We hung around and you came to the hot tub.
Do you remember? It was late afternoon.
It was. And there, a lot of people had left.
Yeah.
And we were talking to our other friends and you guys jumped in the conversation. What were we talking about? I can't remember. But it was some sexy something and when one of you jumped in with your two cents.
Yeah, that was just John and his two witty cents. We just landed. We literally walked through the front doors. You're greeted. You have to register. They hand you a glass of champagne each. He didn't want his, so I drank them both. And it was almost a race to get to our room, to get our bags, and to get ourselves to the hot tub. We were so happy to be back at Desire. We had been counting down the days, and so getting there and then jumping into the hot tub, I gotta say, you know, the hot tub is the mecca place of Desire. It breaks down all barriers, all anxieties. It's just a lot of fun. I think that's a great place.
Yeah. Well, we're really glad that you rushed to the hot tub.
And there you were.
By another probably 10 minutes, we would have missed you.
Yep. The stars aligned. Now, I think we saw you in the restaurant. So, you know, the nice thing about Desire is the various types of restaurants, because you don't have to worry about leaving. They have great food there, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. It was pretty good.
And the service is impeccable.
It's excellent. Excellent, excellent. Yeah, most people, you know, that we talk to when they go to resorts, they want to leave because they fear hotel food. I love going there. They fix some great food.
So the hot tub can, sometimes the action can heat up and you take it to a bed. So usually after a while, you go back and change for dinner.
We like to have a nap around that time.
Yeah, sometimes we have a nap.
And what time do you normally eat dinner?
9 o'clock.
What time does the kitchen normally close there?
10.
10 at all three restaurants?
More or less.
Yeah. So there are three restaurants. There's the white restaurant, there's the Japanese place, and there's the buffet.
You know, we've been really fortunate that every time that we go to the hot tub, we always meet folks that want to have dinner with us. And, you know, the last time we were with you guys, we had dinner, I think, every night with you guys, except for the very first evening. After that, it was big round tables of
all. I love that. I was going to say, I love that about Desire, that you can usually, after you've been there, so maybe the first night it doesn't happen, but usually after that, if you want to have dinner with people, there's people to have dinner with almost every night. Mm-hmm. And it's fun when we get a big table, like with 8 or 10 people.
It is a lot of fun. I prefer, the more the merrier.
Yeah, and the captain really likes to make sure that that we do the boy-girl, and nobody's sitting beside their partner.
I love that. It makes us all socialize outside of our comfort zone.
It works out nice for the evening because we can take our time with dinner just before the event start at 10.
Yeah, and every night there's a theme.
I remember one night there was a Hugh Hefner and Bunny night. Which was pretty interesting because I think I lost a bet. So I was the bunny and Mr.
I was
Cindy
Hugh Hefner.
Yes.
Just John, I dressed him up in a Playboy bunny outfit with ears and tail. And we have a picture of it.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes.
We'll have to post that.
I'm sure that's very cute.
Yes. I never in my life have I been groped so much in an evening.
The girls love Just John's tail.
Yes. Everybody, because I was wearing a little miniskirt, of course, right? Everybody at the disco was groping me.
That's funny. Then again, you have a cute, adorable tail, honey.
Yeah.
We always try to get out in time for entertainment because they do a great evening entertainment every night, like the fire throwing last year. They have fashion shows.
Yeah, and they have...
What was that game? Wasn't there a game?
There's every night there's like a game.
Yeah, a game.
Or a quiz or something like that.
Involved a bit.
Or pole dance.
At Desire, I first discovered that there is such a thing as pole burn.
Did the stripper pole?
Yes.
Who did?
I did the stripper pole, and I found out that you can actually get burned from a stripper pole.
He ended up with a burn on his leg. He took second place. The Canadian beat his butt on the stripper.
He got second place?
Yep.
Yes, the Belgian. Yeah, but they do it by clapping or something. You vote or something. And there are like a zillion Canadians over there. And me as a Belgian, right?
No, I have this image of just John dancing around the pole. It was the first time he had ever done anything this crazy. And of course, the crowd, he has to undress himself. And so the crowd is encouraging him to undress. And I'm on the sideline, almost like a soccer coach. Take it off, take it off.
Okay, so in the disco, almost behind the bar, there's this what looks like a secret entry, and that is to the playroom. And
nice playroom.
Yes.
It is a great playroom.
I love it.
Yeah.
I like the remodeled job that they had done a couple years ago.
Very nice.
They changed it a little bit.
They made a few of the corner beds even, so that if you wanted to expand into a full orgy using two or three of the beds, it was easier.
They're all on the same level.
They're all
now
on the same level.
Yeah, because it was a little bit limiting, right? You can only get like 8 or 10 people maximum in a bed.
Yes.
Pedal, pedal.
We were complaining and wanting our money back because you can only get 10 people at once. So.
Wow, we really, meeting you guys and all your toys and everything.
That was the first time I flogged you.
Wow. It was.
Wow.
What an incredible week. We've never had so many orgies in one week. I think, did we have three nights at least?
Well, hey, orgies? Man, we were having orgies before they arrived. So well, don't give
we
them all the credit.
No, I you know we were.
Oh, yeah, give it all to us. We'll take it. You know, you know.
We started the night before.
Yeah, because T and I love orgies.
I do too.
Oh,
well,
okay.
That was
obvious. We all like orgies.
31 flavors.
That we were four couples definitely every night.
Yes.
Four, oh right, because there were the core group of
core
three
group.
Couples.
Yes.
And then we would bring in somebody else.
We'd bring some strays that were just got a little too close watching.
Yeah, there was he called that the catch of the day.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
We got them in our net.
Oh, that was a hot week.
It was a hot one. When are we going back again?
Oh, soon.
Yeah.
So, after you're done playing, what do we all love to do except midnight snacks out at the pizza place?
Yeah, they have a pizza place. One item of note is that they have raccoons who like pizza.
Don't feed the raccoons.
Don't feed the Mexican raccoons. They look cuddly, but they are not. Do not feed them.
No, they're nasty. So they make the pizza to order at the bar in the lobby area.
Oh
yeah, it's so delicious.
So good.
The thing that I did notice is that cocktails and stuff are usually on the low alcohol level. I don't think that's a bad thing. If you really wanted your alcohol for some reason, then I suggest you order wine, because obviously that is straight out of the bottle, and the rest is a little bit on lower alcohol than you would expect.
You know, that was the nice thing that I noticed being there. Although you can drink as much as you want, as often as you want, no one gets drunk. And
no.
But you just get this mild tipsiness. I noticed we didn't need it. We were drinking a lot of, you know, non-alcohol drinks or
water.
You know, more fruity drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
we didn't get drunk. And I will say the pheromones, though, and there's some truth in getting drunk on pheromones. My head was spinning at all times. It felt like I was in a drunken haze without any alcohol.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Nice because when you end up all, you know, you've played with 8, 10, whatever people, and you sit around, you sit around the bar. Everyone is so buzzed.
And then sometimes people go back up to the hot tub.
Yeah, the late night, the breeze up there, watching the stars from the deck. I think that's a good point, though. You know, so with desire, I think an expectation is to go and relax. You will relax. There's also that magical connection that occurs. You will connect to like-minded folks that it has nothing to do with business, but you may end up talking about business and chatting about the magazines that someone next to you is reading and making not just a weekend connection, but like us, we connected to you guys, and this is going to be a lifetime friendship.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, it's sort of a weird feeling, like talking business with a CEO while you're also groping his wife. But that's just normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do not recommend groping people as an opener.
No.
You have to work up to it.
Yes.
Which the good thing is, usually you've got time because you're there for a week, right?
And one of the strategies that I came up with is very simple. Just talk to everybody that you meet, whether right. you're attracted to them or not.
That's right.
Yeah. Everybody. And that energy will flow over and you will have a good time regardless.
Yeah, people don't, you know, if you don't want to play with them, but you want to socialize with them, that's the great thing about this resort is that people go there with the intentions of being open, whether that means social or sexual. Everybody is okay with saying, I'm not interested in, you know, sexual activity, or great to talk to you, but I don't want to pursue it any further. And nobody's feelings have gotten hurt that I've noticed. But I think it's a great place to not have to worry about a meat market.
You also need to be clear about how to say no at Desire. I remember one time we were in the disco and it was pretty late. It was almost midnight. This was a different time. You guys weren't there. And we were talking to a couple and you liked her, but I wasn't all that interested in him. But you were sort of chatting to her and we were chatting. And he said to me, as a rule, whoever you're talking to at midnight, that if you're talking to them at midnight, that means that you want to fuck them. And I didn't have my watch, but I'm like, fuck, what time is it? Like, is this, because I don't want to be fucking this dude. And maybe it's almost midnight.
So what did you end up doing?
I basically was like, cut, conversation's over.
T went into a panic.
Okay, I would have too.
I did.
Okay, so that is not a good icebreaker.
No.
But
yeah, another thing is at lunch, we find that lunch is an easy time to meet people.
Yes.
Or on the beach beds, it's easy to meet people on the beach.
That's true.
There's usually people on either side of you in the other beds.
Yep.
I like what you said, Sin. It's not a meat market either. The couples are real tight.
Of all ages. I think that's the other thing is, you know, I was amazed with the range of ages of people from, you know, I don't know, probably late 20s to, you know, all the way up to the 60s, 70s. There was one Christmas that we were there. It was all shapes and sizes and colors, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And I'd say the average age is probably between sort of 35 and 55.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Yeah.
Now, let's talk about some other stuff that you can do. If you would ever wanted to leave that place, there's various day trips you can do, with the Desire group or not.
Just about the day trips. There's diving, sailing, shopping trips to Playa del Carmen. There's, like, pyramids. You can go on little tours and stuff like that.
And they help arrange it all. We went on a quad runner tour, and included with that was snorkeling through a cavern.
One interesting thing that you can do outside Desire is getting a couples massage by Claudia. She is very famous and very well known, and I would highly recommend it.
You can arrange it through the concierge with Desire, or you can also find sensual massage with Claudia through a Yahoo email address or a group.
Yeah. And I would actually recommend here that you contact her directly way before your trip so that you make sure that you have a reservation. Because if you're trying to do it while you're there, then she might not have any openings for a week.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah. And you have to leave the resort to go, but it's worth it. You take a cab.
Another thing to take note of is takeovers. Now, there's various people, organizations, and lifestyle websites that do takeovers. We've seen some from SDC, from Lifestyle Lounge. Swingercast does one. I think Life on the Swing Set does one as well.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going in November. So make sure that you check out if there's any takeovers going on so that you have a higher percentage of like-minded people. Plus, it might be cool to hang out with people that you've heard about.
Okay, so I want to know, have you guys ever experienced a blooper or something funny while you're there at Desire?
When you weren't going to talk about hard full swap or soft swap, you said, right. We're just going to keep an open mind. I'm not going to tell anybody what we're into. We're just going to chat with people.
Yeah,
and so we took a very late flight. We didn't get there. It was after midnight by the time we got there. We go up to the hot tub, and there's hardly anybody in the hot tub except this one couple from the UK who we started chatting with. And within, couldn't have even been 5 minutes, the captain is going, we don't do soft swap. We don't even, if someone says they do soft swap, not even interested in talking to them anymore. Not going to waste my time with people who just do soft. I'm like, what the fuck? Talk about what we're into when you're being so offensive right now. Well, and they're sitting there going,
Wait a minute. We had similar personalities and we were both trying to make a point.
Yeah, well, so, they had been soft swap for 9 years.
Yes.
And so you basically told them you weren't going to spend any time with them?
Well, they weren't soft swap anymore, no. But they were really kind of put off by this conversation.
It was a great experience, actually, because we ended up, but we had them to our room. Was it the next night?
No. They didn't even talk to us for a few days. They were like, they just thought.
So anyway, we end up getting together with them, and they come to our room. Well, we had one of the best soft swap evenings.
But we didn't plan it that way.
We didn't plan it.
By the end of it, I mean, we were all fucked out. We were doing a double ender, me and her, and all kinds of vlogging.
But it was a soft swap for the whole
and
night.
And at the end of it, he said, well, do you know what we just did was all soft swap?
And I said, I am a reformed soft swapper.
But the blooper was that the captain made this big pronouncement on the plane about how he wasn't going to be saying anything about anything like that. And then we're in the hot tub. My jaw dropped. Okay. I was completely silenced by his thing. I'm like, what are you doing?
Okay. So I'm dying to ask. So doing a double-headed dildo with the two girls is considered soft swap?
Well,
I guess.
To the point that...
Well, you're not fucking the guy.
Right.
But you're fucking her.
No, but it's...
Oh, I think it's like the Catholic thing, you know, everything but intercourse.
Right.
That is intercourse. Definition of intercourse.
You guys have to meet this couple because we really like them and... we had a lot of fun with them.
We did, and I'm sad that you alienated them early on so that it took a few days for us to,
But maybe it was the,
we really
the challenge.
Have you guys stayed in touch with them?
Yes, we have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have you guys been able to reconnect?
No, well, they're in the UK.
And?
Oh, I'm sure we will.
They're a sexy couple.
They really are. Very open, very honest.
A lot of fun.
She had a crystal butt plug, and she left it in her ass the whole night.
What?
It was great. She said, how do you like my butt plug? And she...
she wiggles her ass, and it had a great big crystal about 1 inch or more in diameter.
Yeah. And so how did she not lose it?
Stayed in there.
It was a butt plug.
Butt plug.
Like the plug part wasn't crystal, just the outside part was like...
Interesting.
Oh, they were a lot of fun.
She did take it out eventually.
Did she?
Yeah.
Okay. We had a lot of fun with them. We really did.
Right. So that was our blooper. It wasn't a total disaster, as you can see. Have you had any bloopers?
With just John and I, there's bloopers wherever we go.
Oh, well, tell us one. Tell us the Desire blooper.
It had to do with Claudia. Just, John, you want to tell that story? I was so embarrassed.
No, you can do it.
No, because I'm the one that made the mistake. So going back to the idea of make sure that you get early reservations with Claudia because she books up very quickly. And so I was emailing back and forth with her. And on last year's trip, the trip that we met you guys on, I decided I wanted to experience her on the end of our trip. And there was a couple of dates going back and forth. Do we do it on Tuesday? Do we do it on Wednesday? And I thought I had decided to do Tuesday, but apparently I made a mistake. And when we went to Claudia, you know, she greeted us. Hi, how are you, Cindy? Hi, John, how are you? We come in, she sits us down. I felt like I was in a couple's therapy because she sat down, you know, across from us and talking to us about what the experience was going to be like as the couple, what the central massage techniques that she uses. She kind of described the end user's experience to help prepare us. And since she can only massage one at a time, she had said that she would begin with me, she would have John sitting on the chair, and then eventually incorporating him into that sensual massage as well. So he would get to watch, and then he would get to experience it with me. During the time that she's massaging me, there's a door that was being, you know, someone's knocking on the door. She actually had to interrupt my session for a split second, and I couldn't speak Spanish, so I wasn't sure what was going on, but I could tell by the tone of the voice there was a slight argument. I'm like, okay, awkward. Thankfully, because I was already in a full body tingling, she picked up where she left off. Well, going back to the very end, she walked out the door, and she's having this conversation with some people outside, and I could tell that they're arguing. A few minutes later, she comes back in. She apologizes, and she says, the strangest thing, this couple, their name is Cindy and John also, and they swear that they had an appointment at the same exact time. So she comes in, and she goes, wait a minute, you're Cindy and John. And she looks at her calendar. She goes, and your appointment is Wednesday, not Tuesday. And the other couple who were late by 30 minutes, their appointment was here. And we were going, oh my gosh, we just cock blocked another couple's massage. We hijacked another couple. And the sad thing was, it was their last day and they had to leave. And so we took their massage.
I bet they were so upset.
Okay, no. The best part is when we sat at the dinner table with you all that night and we're sharing the experience. The table got really quiet, and then this couple at the table goes, oh my gosh, that was the couple that just bought a Desire share package, and they were thrilled, and they were looking forward to this massage with Claudia, and the reason they were late is they were just closing on their sale here on the property, They flew out, and I just wanted to climb under the table.
We actually overheard them in the hot tub complain about, oh, somebody stole our appointment. Like,
oh, yes. It was a blooper. We felt terrible. But I got to tell you, it was the best thing ever. I'm so happy that we didn't have the appointment on Wednesday because I needed time to just ponder what had happened to me that day.
We do not endorse stealing other people's appointments.
No. I'm sure you don't. So, and then just the last thing, I guess, besides the massages and things that are available would be, if you meet people, how do you keep in touch with them? Do you keep in touch with them? So what tips do people have for that?
For that, the best idea is to have business or what we call them slut cards. So you print up some cards with your name and email address or whatever you want to put on them. Get some cheap business card printing service to print your lifestyle membership name and email addresses and hand those over. It's way more effective than writing names on a napkin or things like that.
Yeah, it's nice. It's good. We've had some success with writing names on napkins, though.
Yeah, but then it gets either sweat or beer or wine on them, or they get
suntan lotion.
Yeah, and they get sticky, and then, oh, who are they? Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Blue
John
Spot.
Blows his nose on it by accident.
Stuff like that happens.
Okay, that's what Desire is like. But I mean, it's a different experience every time.
It is.
I think we've been to Desire 6 times. Mm-hmm. It's been different every time.
You learn something every time.
You do. And you meet
new people, cool every time.
And every time we go, we think, oh no, what if we don't meet anybody this time?
That's funny. We always do that. I don't know why we do that,
but we're always nervous. We think, oh, we're going to be just spend a week alone.
Tired playing Scrabble.
Oh, darn. I have to spend a week with my partner.
No, and we always talk ourselves into that's okay.
Yes.
You know, if that's what we end up doing, fine. But I mean, never.
We never. Although, did we not do 1 week where we
didn't
play?
We did one week
where we were in weird space and we did not play at all the entire week.
Did you relax? We
played together. We had a lot of sex. But we didn't swing with anyone that week.
Well, that's the beauty of Desire, right? Is that you can go there and you can relax. I found that, you know, laying on the beds on the beach, where away from all the activity at the pool, gave me the opportunity to read. And I don't normally get a chance to read. And it was awesome, just relaxing. There was one time that John and I, he was reading, and I had my head on his stomach, and I was looking up at the clouds. This is after, you know, all of us work really hard, and so being able to detach from everything and just lay there, literally watching the clouds roll by was a dream. And so for me, you know, we get all anxious too, like, oh, maybe we're going to be uglier than everyone else, you know. My butt's big, my boobs are sagging, I've got another wrinkle, and I get all up in a frenzy. I got to tell you, if worst case I don't meet anybody, I will enjoy myself just laying on the beach watching the clouds.
Yeah, I can't imagine you guys having a week of meeting nobody.
I was just going to say that. With all your toys and your sexual... Wait a minute. I wasn't finished.
Oh, sorry.
And all your sexual energy and your awesome personalities. Yeah, like that's never going to happen. So if you're planning on going there for a rest, don't go to Desire.
No.
Not if you're John and Cindy.
You dress during the day and you play at night.
And we do.
All right. If you have any specific questions or comments, please drop us a note and we'll see if we can answer it for you. So that was it for this week. You can email us at info@blissbringers.com. You can review us on iTunes. You can tweet us at blissbringers. You can like us on Facebook at facebook.com/blissbringers. You might be able to grope us at various parties or at Desire, maybe. You can call us on 23162-BLISS. If you didn't get all that, you can find all this information and our show notes and much more on blissbringers.com. Until next time,
what's your pleasure?
All names mentioned in this show are either fictional, taken from public record, or held by people who have given their explicit consent to be mentioned.